Welcome back to Coastline. I'm your host, Rachel Lewis-Hilburn. With us once again in the studio is the CEO of Vertex Rail, Donald Croteau. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Also joining us now to explore how Vertex is collaborating with Hometown Hires is the District Attorney of New Hanover and Pender Counties, Ben David. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Rachel. It's great to be here.
You're invited to join the discussion. If you have a question for either of our guests, give us a call, 910-343-1138. You can also send an email to coastline@whqr.org or tweet us using coastlinehqr. Ben David, for those who haven't heard about the program, Hometown Hires, what is it?
It's a crime prevention strategy that begins with the understanding that economic opportunities in this area is good for everyone. It keeps us safer. It breaks recidivism, that is repeat offenses. I was tired of seeing wasted potential at the courthouse. To be clear, you look at a man like Donald Croteau, and what I think emerges, he's not succeeding despite his past. He's succeeding because of it. There is a deficit out there. There's a gap that's growing in this country between the wealthy and the poor. There's a deficit also when we talk about families. There's no dads in the home, as Donald mentioned. What we can do to really help with life and liberty that I work on at the courthouse is focusing on that third inalienable right, and that's the pursuit of happiness.
And that's something you say, the inability to pursue happiness or the feeling that one can't pursue happiness is what you say fueled some of the marches and the riots in Ferguson, for instance.
Ferguson, New York, the national conversation, it's really about things that go beyond just police and prosecutors. I think sometimes we expect too much of police and prisons. It's really about enforcing order in the absence of opportunity becomes very difficult.
And this is something that sort of might explain then why you're doing it, because you're sort of turning the role of district attorney on its head.
Yeah.
We think of district attorneys as people who fight crime and prosecute offenders as you know, in as tough a way as they possibly can. And you're actually creating this post-prison program.
And we're still doing that. To be clear, this is not about going light on crime. We are looking not just at inputs, that is putting people in prison to keep you safer, but outputs. That is, who's remaining out on the street on probation, who's getting out of prison onto parole, and that's 98% of the people in North Carolina that we put into prison. What are we doing with that huge group?
98% of the people who go to prison
get out.
Are coming out at some point.
Two-thirds of them will reoffend and be back in that prison cell within 2 years under current statistics. So what we have to think about to keep you safe, to keep everyone who's listening safe, is not just put everybody away and lock them up and throw away the key. We do that with violent criminals, with career criminals, with drug traffickers. The kid who broke into your car, the one who's drug addicted, they're getting out, they're staying out because prisons can't support all that load. What we have to look at holistically now is what we're doing to create economic opportunities for everyone, because that's what will truly break the back of generational poverty and looking at the long-term unemployment that a lot of people are in that fuels the youth violence, the gang violence that everyone was talking about this time last year.
When you're talking about economic opportunity, we can look at someone like Donald Croteau, the CEO of Vertex, and say, this guy grew up in the projects, his father left when he was 4, and he pulled himself up by the bootstraps and became this hugely successful executive.
That's right. And there's what this at the core of Hometown Hires is about, relationships. There are people who work directly with at-risk families, if that's the term we're going to use, in the nonprofit sector. We're strategically aligning them with the business sector, the folks who have jobs, and say, we can do a background check. We can do a drug test. And we do that for free, by the way. Castle Branch, who's nationally headquartered, does that for free for all our applicants. But it goes way beyond that. If there's a young person who is now 25 who first came into Dreams or Kids Making It at age 13, that executive director knows him pretty well. That, as a matter of fact, was our first Hometown Hire. A young man, Jarvis, who Jimmy at Kids Making It had seen for over a decade, I called Michael McCorder, who runs Mojo Music, and I said, Michael, here's a guy who's been doing laser machines for a long time now. That's your business. Why don't you guys have lunch? So it goes beyond just, you know, the formal record checks. It's a relationship base. It's a strategic alliance between the public, the private, and nonprofit sectors. And the only common link between all of these applicants is that they're locally rooted here in this community. They're black, they're white, they're young, they're old. Some have records, some have never been in trouble. all of them have been around long enough where we could really get to know them first.
And so there's a real vetting process that goes on, not just the background
Absolutely.
Check.
Absolutely.
But as you say, the relational
As my
element.
Co-founder Chip Mahan said at the Live Oak Bank, hope's not a strategy. We have to have a strategic business plan if we're going to talk to CEOs about why this is a win-win and why this isn't running a charity. This is good for their business.
You're listening to Coastline. We're talking with District Attorney Ben David and Vertex CEO Donald Crotto about Vertex's decision to locate here and how the company is collaborating with Hometown Hires. Vernon, welcome to Coastline. You're on the air.
Yes, my name is CEO of Vertex. I'm a veteran. My name is Vernon.
Yes, Vernon, how are you?
All right, how are you doing today?
Fine, thank you.
All right, I'm calling to see when is you going to start, when they're going to start calling some of the applications and resumes, because I put mine in from day one when they first came to one.
Well, it's a good question. A lot of people are asking that. We're actually pretty much right on schedule with our internal plans. What happened, of course, is when you see the big announcement with the governor in November and then we had our job fair in December, everybody thought, probably incorrectly so, that hiring would begin immediately. It is our plan and it is the ramp that we'll begin hiring in this month of January. And most of the shop people, most of the floor type people will be hired from January through April or May. We're going to start production in March on the sample cars, which need to be approved by the government prior to the facility going online. And then in April, May, you'll see us really ramp up for hiring. So it's going to be a bit of time, but don't lose hope and hang in there. Everything's going to go really well.
All right, and I appreciate that.
Thanks
so much for your call, Vernon. You're listening to Coastline. If you have a question for either of our guests, you can give us a call at 910-343-1138. You can also email us at coastline@whqr.org. And Donald Crotto, you have committed to hiring 10% of the workforce that you'll need through Hometown Hires. Is that correct?
That is correct. We have scheduled to have approximately 1,342 jobs at the plant. Of all different types, of course, but we felt that because this is a life-changing opportunity for lots of people, ourselves included, this is a big chance for Wilmington. It's a big opportunity for us. We should take that opportunity and do something good with it, and we just felt Hometown Hires made a lot of sense.
Are you concerned about the risk? I mean, realistically, we're talking about some people who may not have the best work history. Is that right? Is there a risk to you as an employer?
Sure, there's always a bit of risk, and there'll always be attrition, both on quote-unquote great employees and not-so-good employees. We expect that just because of the program and some of the inability of folks in the program to have worked before, that there'll be some stress, we'll call it that, stress. But we're ready for that, and if someone falters, we'll be right behind them with someone else to take their place.
And Ben David, as part of the Hometown Hires program, you're including mentors in this. So when someone gets a job and it may be a new world for them, say going from being a drug dealer to having a legitimate job and getting a paycheck, there's support for that person.
Absolutely. In fact, that's a critical piece of Hometown Hires is in addition to the wonderful professionals at Cape Fear Community College who give us space actually for the United Way to be headquartered to do all the vetting of the applicants. There's obviously on-the-job training that takes place with many different employers. Cape Fear has committed to providing some of that as well. But in addition, we have people who are outside the company who hires, who says, you know, I'd like to meet you once a week for coffee. I want to hear about what your life is like. Let's talk about having a plan for maybe having a bank account for the first time in your life. Let's get some real strategic alignment going on with folks that are outside of the hiring company so that they can start to have almost a life coach in addition to the economic opportunity that that job provides.
So when they come up against difficulties or obstacles, as they inevitably will,
they're not gossiping with coworkers, they're not bringing drama to work, they're actually having a resource outside of it. And that's a key piece of Hometown Hires.
And Ben David, you've actually spoken to groups, you've spoken at conferences about this model. Can you tell us where you've gone with this around
Sure.
the country?
Pew Charitable Trust brought a few of us out. 500 people were at the conference, but a few of us from North Carolina to talk about justice reinvestment, how we're actually reducing the prison population and the crime rate at the same time. And Hometown Hires was one of the things that I was personally asked to discuss. Here's who else was there. Van Jones, who's in Obama's White House. And you're thinking, maybe this is a liberal thing. Not so fast. So was Grover Norquist, and so was Newt Gingrich. And you know what? Everyone agreed on this. It's a left-right coalition because It's not just about reconciliation and second chances. It's about working smarter. It's about economic investment in people. That's our greatest resource. If you look at why a company like Vertex came to town, it wasn't because of our sand. It wasn't because of our sun. It was because our people are job ready and they're committed to making his business a success. And you watch, we're going to build something great.
And Donald Crotto, you said that you actually have a line in your budget. Mm-hmm. There's money that's earmarked for investment in the community.
Correct.
Can you tell us about that?
Sure. Well, again, this is a life-changing opportunity for us as business partners and for the community and for the company and for the people. So when we decided to come here, we decided to make the plant a Wilmington-based operation. We put a charitable contribution line, not below profit, not if we happen to make enough money and, geez, maybe we'll give a little back. It is an expense on our business plan. We will spend this money just like we buy paper towels and pens and pencils. And the mandate is that it has to go back to the communities where our people live, not where we live, not where we might like it to go somewhere, but where our people live.
Why? Why are you doing that?
Well, because we want our people to be proud of what they work for, who they work for, what they work to do. And I can't imagine any better success than having someone know that they built the basketball court. They did the preschool program. They did the hot breakfast program. It isn't about Vertex. Our name may be on it because that's part of what we do. It really is about our people being proud of themselves and proud of their company, because if they are, then we'll do well.
You know, Ben David, one of the things that I found striking, I watched a video of you that was, it was something like a TED Talk, and you were presenting to the business community. And this is the traditional wealthy establishment here in the Cape Fear region. I think it was a room full of mostly white people, probably mostly men, and you were getting buy-in from this group. And this is the group that typically has the biggest cultural divide and socioeconomic divide with the very people that you're talking about helping.
Justice means more than punishing the wicked. It means lifting up the poor and the oppressed. I think people understand that. This is about reconciliation for communities. This is about making sure that all of us share in that American dream. And this is not a thing that divides us politically. I mean, that's what I was trying to stress by, you know, just like the Pew Charitable Trust putting us all together. This is a moral issue. At the end of the day, this is really a moral issue more than anything else. And so that's why you have buy-in. I mean, we quietly put 90 people to work through this program in deeply rooted local communities over this last year. There was no photo op. There was no press conference. There was no other political official except for me talking to these CEOs quietly in the back rooms. Chip Mahan invited them in. Live Oak Bank, absolutely. And I said to them, you know, what this is really about is just doing the right thing. This is going to help everybody. This isn't a handout. This is a hand up. And this is really about not just helping that individual that you're giving a job to. This is about making your company better. And this is about making the community better. And they not only bought into that, they put their money where their mouth is and started hiring people through it. And that's our best advertisement. It's nothing that I can say. It's what these employees and employers are doing together.
And what are you seeing now with these 90 people? The program has been around for what, about a year?
It started exactly a year ago. It was in a snowstorm in January, actually, where we had our first CEO meeting behind the scenes. What you're referring to, the TED Talk, was in December, where I launched the initiative on a stage of about 400 people watching. You can go to hometownhires.com and watch that, and I'm sure the website that you have here at the station could too. What we're challenging people to do is say, let's just quietly do this, and if it's as good as we're talking about, it'll have a force all its own. And it's been so successful because of the work of a lot of people who are not in this studio right now, that a great company, a great CEO, a great corporate citizen like Donald Crotto and Vertex can see it all the way from Boston and say, we got to get our business down to where the greatest resource is, and that's the people.
There was a small business owner who'd hired someone through Hometown Hires, and when he was asked about the risk that he was taking, I think he said something like, I think I got the better end of the deal. And are you finding that you're getting that kind of reaction from other CEOs, other businesses in the community?
Everywhere I go. You know, I now go into the restaurants where people are working that, you know, first met through this program. buying some of the products that were made by folks who are having this relationship. And it's wonderful to see, you know, because really it almost doesn't matter what the product is. Who you work with is more important than what you do. And it says a powerful message to the other employees when the CEO, because the HR directors respectfully were not invited to these meetings. We said it had to start at the top. When these thought leaders, when these visionary folks were in the room with each other and they heard this idea, they said, it's time to lead from the front. And they get it. The reason they're successful is because of tough love. Someone showed them that. And Don had a lot of the tough growing up. And I see a lot of the kids at the courthouse with the tough. This is about giving a little bit of the love back. When you're in a position of power and you're able to do that, there's a whole kind of grace that sweeps over this whole effort that is remarkable. And that's why it's working.
This is almost poetic, Ben David. You're a district attorney. You're listening to Coastline. We're talking with District Attorney Ben David and Vertex CEO Donald Croteau about Vertex's decision to locate here and how the company is collaborating with Hometown Hires. If you have a question for either of our guests, you can give us a call at 910-343-1138. You can also email us at coastline@whqr.org. And we have an email from Paul D'Angelo. He says, I'm a big fan, Ben, of how you're reaching out into the community to find another answer to our crime problems by providing opportunity, pointing our marginalized population towards hope and success. It's great work. As an advocate for the South Side, I feel there's a lack of voices coming from members of this population. How can we get them on board to help us get their children, their neighbors, their family members to step up and get involved and educate the public that individual actions, whether towards crime or towards success, have an effect on your family, your neighbor, your block, your neighborhood, your community? In the end, how that good or bad action can literally affect the entire city of Wilmington.
I was in a home yesterday with Bishop Nesbitt, who's on the South Side running a 1,000-person congregation at the New Covenant Church on 10th and Dawson, where a little boy was killed by a stray bullet. It was the first murder case I handled, and we were talking about the South Side. I introduced him to Donald Croteau. Many people that are coming from that congregation, many of the people coming from that neighborhood will be working at Vertex one day. To be clear, this is not just a North Side effort. That's where we did our Youth Enrichment Zone. I threw out the statistic there that of the 253 kids in 87 homes, there are a total of 4 dads living there in the North Side where we had the highest crime rate. You could say the same thing about the South Side. It's what Donald grew up in, so he gets it. I'm the DA not just for a certain region of a city. I'm the DA for actually 2 counties, and my twin brother is for 3 counties to the west. It's a regional effort that we're talking about right now. That's what crime fighting needs to be. That's what economic development needs to be. So Paul, helps on the way for the South Side is just as much as for the North Side. And I'm a big fan of what you're doing as well.
We have a couple minutes left. Donald Croteau, I think I asked this before in a little bit different way, but you really are a self-made man in the truest sense of the word. Why do you tend towards compassion for those who are struggling? Why do you not have the attitude that, well, I did it myself, so that guy can certainly do it on his own?
Well, I think that as I've evolved in the business world and I've had plenty of success, I've had plenty of failure as well. That's what happens when you're an entrepreneur, right? You just get up every day and try really hard, and some days it's great and some days it's not. I've watched a lot of people in my life treat people really badly. And when I've watched them do it and I've watched the results, the economic results, the financial results for a business are really incremental. And I don't understand why people who have a chance to change lives don't take it. I'm here as an advocate for Hometown Hires, of course, part of what I do. It's really Ben's vision that I'm enacting. I tend to be the poster child at the moment because I'm the train guy, as people like to say here in town.
Is Vertex the biggest employer so far, Ben David?
Oh, no question. And we're thrilled the trains come back. It was 55 years ago when it left CSX Railroad that we started the Committee of 100. And now, ironically, the train is coming back. And it's this rail company that's really giving huge life to this effort.
You're listening to Coastline on 91.3 FM. We're talking about the addition of Vertex Rail, expected to bring a $60 million investment, along with 1,300 new jobs to the region. If you have a question for the CEO or District Attorney Ben David, one of the creators of Hometown Hires, give us a call, 910-343-1138. You're listening to Coastline.